We are on to the final stretch. February is coming to an end, and so is the OJHL regular season. I sat down with Milton Menace captain Graham McCulley to discuss their most recent games, the upcoming road swing, and the soon-to-be playoff run. This is episode 24 of Recap with Cap.
There was a big win on Friday against Niagara. I think it was like 8-1 or something like that. Walk me through that game, because that's a lot of goals to score in a game.
I think we honestly came out a little bit flat. We didn't play too great in the first. If I recall, it was 0-0 after the first. I mean, we just kind of came out in the second and did our thing. And then from there, when you play the right way, all the goals come, right? So we just kind of piled them on after that. And the third was just more or less shut down.
We've had the conversation before that the second period, for whatever reason, ends up being the high offensive-powered period. Do you think you guys kind of just get in the heads maybe of the other team's goalie or the other team in general just when it comes to putting on that kind of offensive display?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think for whatever reason, whether it's the long change, but I think four of the last five games we've had five goals in the second period. So I don't know if there's statistically something about it, but yeah. For whatever reason, it's working out.
Goes both ways, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And then on, was it Sunday? We have the Georgetown Raiders. We're actually here for the little partner giveaway thing that we were here for. But Georgetown Raiders, I think it was like 8-4, 9-4, whatever it was.
Yeah, I think it was 9-3.
9-3, that's what it was. Walk me through that game.
I mean, it was another one. It was honestly quite similar to the Georgetown game. Obviously, you know, we give up a couple more goals against than we would have liked. But kind of the same thing. Second period comes and it just, the goals just start coming. Whether it's, I can't tell you what it is. I think we really change up with the way we play. But pucks start finding the back of the net, and once you get one, you get two, you get three, and from there you kind of just ease up a little bit. And I think that might be what it is too. Once we get a couple, we start to relax a bit and play the right way, and it's been working out.
I was talking with the owner, Jason Trifon, before the game, and I hope I'm not talking out of turn here when I mentioned some of the things that he brought up, but he was talking about some of the guys on the team. He's very appreciative of you as a player, but he was talking about Luke Johnston and said that essentially with that trade that the general manager made for Johnston midseason, he's bringing in Mark Messier, is essentially what he called him. What is that kind of acquisition? How has it been throughout this season? Because it seems like he's getting a hat trick almost every night now.
Yeah, I mean, he's been great. I think he does a lot for himself, but also for others. He's really good at creating. I mean, obviously, we know he can find the back of the net. He's proven that to this point. He brings a lot more than just goal scoring, which is definitely advantageous, I'll say, to have a player in this league that can score, but, you know, also play defense and also create for his teammates. He's very multidimensional. He's been great to this point. He's consistent. Yeah. So I think, I mean, I could go on about him, but there's a lot of things that are kind of good to see going into the playoffs.
Right. And then Monday, you guys had a quick turnaround to go to Leamington. Not a fun drive. A makeup game, I believe, for the one that was postponed earlier this month. 1-0 double overtime loss. How did that feel?
That one's a little different. We rested a bunch of our guys. So, you know, we had, I think, 8 or 9 or 10 guys rested, which is, it was a great opportunity for the younger guys. Mm-hmm. And it was great to see them kind of get the ice time and get the opportunities that maybe they wouldn't get if, some of the older guys are in the lineup. But, I mean, with the result, too, it just goes to show kind of how deep we are. And, you know, when we play the right way, it doesn't matter who's in the lineup, who's on the ice. We can compete with anyone. And, you know, I think we've done that, and we've proved that to Leamington so far this year. You know, statistically, I guess, winning the season series, I'll say.
Tomorrow night is the next game. It's another road game. I guess you guys are just on the road for this weekend, and then it's the playoffs. Guys feeling amped up? You could maybe rest some guys this weekend just to kind of get ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm not quite too sure. We do have a 3-3, so I'm sure there'll be at some point we'll rest a couple guys. I'm not sure what the plan is there. But, I mean, we're looking to get another 6 points and kind of keep the momentum going into playoffs. I think now is the perfect time just to kind of keep the same habits going, good habits, and play the right way again into playoffs. Maybe the results don't necessarily mean as much at this point, but 3 games, hope for 6 points, and just kind of get a good week of practice in next week and get ready for playoffs.
When I was talking to Jason on Sunday, he was saying that at the time, he wasn't sure who you guys would be facing in the playoffs, whether it's Burlington or Buffalo. Do you know yet?
I think there's still a couple games that have to happen this week to decide seeding. But we're not really too worried about it. I think we're comfortable with whoever we get, and we're confident. that when we play the right way, it doesn't really matter who we're playing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, who would you rather face, but I guess it doesn't really matter.
No, at the end of the day, I don't think it really matters. I think when we got our guys going, the opponent is doesn't mean anything.
Now, we're sitting right now in the bleachers in front of the ice. Hopefully, in a couple of weeks, this place is packed and people are loud as possible. Are you excited for the playoffs to start?
Yeah, I think, you know, everything about the playoffs, I think, you know, getting the crowd that we do in the playoffs, the support, not only at home but on the road as well. If we're a lacrosse like last year in Burlington, getting, you know, hundreds of fans out there, I think just the playoff atmosphere is night and day compared to the regular season. Not that the regular season isn't any fun, but
it's just
once you get to playoffs, it's a different level of hockey, and I think we're all ready to get that started.